محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So our focus today is Juz 16. Oh, by the way, Ramadan Kareem. My goodness, it's coming to an end now. It's like halfway crossed and it's scary. Don't want it to end. We will go over the overview first. The Quran was revealed as 6,236 ayat or 77,807 words. When compiled together, the Prophet compiled it into chapters or surah, 114 surah. The Juz and the Ajza, or the Para as we call it, were only there to assist us to complete it in a month. 30 Ajza, we've put it into a bookshelf, so you've got 114 chapters or 114 surah in 30 Ajza. And today we're going to focus on Juz 16, which is looking at Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Maryam, and Surah Al-Taha. We started with Surah Al-Kahf, so we'll be finishing it today, inshallah. Journaling is there literally to personalize your Quran, so you're able to, actually so that it talks to you, so you connect to it. I suggest, like I do to the children, that maybe when you listen to a talk, you listen to an ayah somewhere, jot it down on a post-it note or any piece of paper or whatever you want, and then make sure you put it into your Quran and you'll build up your Quran like that. Before you start, as usual, wudu, recite in Arabic, seek protection from shaitan, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, la ilaha illallah, and then the beautiful dua of the Prophet. And the reason why I continually repeat it is sometimes the more you repeat it, the more you remember it. Wazam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani, make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. In other words, make me fall in love with your book and ultimately you through your words. This is Juz 16. As you can see, we've got Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Maryam, and Surah Al-Taha. And we've got two knickknacks there, and make what you want of the hand. I love that hand because it just reminds me of Imam Zamana, it reminds me of Hazrat Abbas. And as we go through the ayat, you will see what's happening. But Surah Al-Taha, that's a beautiful dua, 25 to 34, that we should all be memorizing. So let's start. We're starting with Surah Al-Kahf, which we've already seen. It's just a recap. That it is all, whenever you think of Kahf, think about divine tests. It's tests of faith, wealth, obedience, knowledge, and authority. And we looked at the companions of the cave, we looked at the two gardens, and we were in the middle of Musa and Khidr. And this is where this last Juz stopped, and this one continues. So now we're going to look at where it starts off. This is exactly where the Juz starts off with, which is Ayah 75. Where Prophet Khizr tells Prophet Musa, "Kala alam akul laka innaka lan tastati' ma'iya sabra." Did I not tell you that you will not be able to have patience with me? And I mentioned how Prophet Musa was this sort of person who did everything. He just reacted when he saw something wrong. He had to do something about it. So if you look at my Quran, I'll go back to it, and you will see that is the ayah that you have, Kala alam akul lakum nastatiu sabra. Okay, now let's see where we're going to go now. So now we see the explanation that he gives. So I'd like you to go to Ayah 82. So 82 is where Prophet Khizr said, he first tells him, you know what, this is where you and I would part company, but now dhalika ta'wilu ma lam tastati' alayhi sabra. So this is the last part of Ayah 82, if you can see it, and I'll show it to you in my Quran. Here, ذَلِكَ تَعْوِيلُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِيعُ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. So he's now giving him an explanation. He's given him the explanation of all three. So what does he tell him? Let's go through that explanation. He tells him all three, and you can highlight it from 79, 80, and 82. So 79, I've drawn a boat. 80, I've drawn the young man who was killed, which is here, and his parents are there. So maybe I should just put a line up there like that. And then 82 is about the wall, and I've drawn a wall and some treasure. My drawings are not very good, but you can draw them like that. So I'll just try and explain this, what he was trying to say. So he told him first about the boat. He said, Amma safinatu. Sorry, it's at the top. For the boat, this is right at the top. Amma safinatu fakanat li masakini ya'maluna fil bahri. It was about these poor people who are working in the rivers, or in the sea rather, and the king wanted to expand his navy, so he was confiscating all the boats. So he said, I damaged it so that the king wouldn't take it away. That was the reason why I did that. And all with the permission of Allah. Then about the boy that was killed, he said, this boy, if you look at it, وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. His parents were really good as for this boy. And he, فَخَشِينَ أَن يَرْهِكَهُمَا تُغْيَانَ وَكُفْرًا. He was tughyan and kufr. That means he was cruel. He was a source of evil. And that would have tortured his parents. So Allah wanted his parents to have somebody with compassion. He didn't want them to get hurt. And he said, as for the broken wall and fixing it in the town and taking no payment, he said, these were orphans. And if you look at it, 82, he explains this. He says, they were orphans. They had a treasure from their father. And to preserve their treasure, I built the wall without taking anything from them so that when they're older, they could find their assets. And that was his explanation. And that's why I asked you to highlight the bottom bit up there, which is, this is my explanation down there. And he parts company with him. All right, let's look at the next ayah. This is interesting. وَيَسَأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ. And they ask you about Dhul Qarnain. Qarn is a horn, or it could mean a long time. So somebody who has two horns. Now it is said that Dhul Qarnain wore a cap, and you can see my cap there, with two horns. The reason for this was that he combined the kingdoms of the east and west of Persia. So there were two kingdoms, East Persia and West Persia. He put them together and made them into one kingdom. And therefore, maybe that is why he's called Dhul-Qarnayn. And some say that he had his hair braided into two braids, which represented the two kingdoms. It could be that. But Qarn also means a long time. Maybe he ruled for a long time. So Allah is saying, وَيَسَأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. I will tell you an account of him. Imam Baqir says that he was not a prophet, but he was a righteous man. So you think about him as Cyrus. It's known he might be Cyrus, C-Y-R-U-S, of Persia. So what did he do? So he, and you'll see everywhere here, like in Ayah 85, there are three journeys. فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. So this is his first mission. And the first mission he goes where the sun, when you see there, he goes where the sun sets, which he goes to the west. So he goes to two ends of the earth at that time, the two ends of the known earth. So he first goes to the west. And if you turn the pages, you will find he finds these people. And Allah tells him, you do what you want with them. So he says, if you're righteous, you'll be okay. If you're criminals, then I'll make a declaration that you need to be punished. And then you find again. فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. So that's mission number two, ayah 89. And I've put there, أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا, another mission, number two. So now he reaches the land where the sun rises. So now he's the rising sun, so he's headed east. So from west he's gone to east. And there also the same thing happens. But these are people where their houses have no roofs. So you can see what the ayah says if you look at there. Allah says, وَنَجْعَلَّهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِمَا سِتْرًا. They had nothing to cover them. So there were people who didn't, architecturally weren't very good at all. He did exactly the same thing, كَذَلِكَ, as he did with the first lot. Good people, you'll be okay. Criminals, you'll be persecuted. And then again, ayah 92, mission number three, ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا, another mission. So now he reaches a place, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ بَيْنَ السَّدَّيْنِ, a place where two mountains meet, and therefore I've drawn two mountains. وَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمَا أَكْوَامًا لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْكَهُونَ قَوْلًا, and there were people who couldn't speak very well, so he couldn't understand their language. And he said, this is between the Caspian and the Black Sea. But he managed to have some sort of communication with them, maybe through sign language. And they said, Ya Dhul-Qarnayn, Inna Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. And he said, there are these people called Ya'juj and Ma'juj who do a lot of wrong here. They come during our harvests, they cause destruction, they take all our crops and they go away. So we will give you, see, Yaj'allahu Kharajan, we will take out some of our from our economy, some of our budget, we'll take some money out. And تَجْعَلْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدَّ, so you can build a dam. Sad is a dam. You can build a dam, a wall between us and them. He said, قَالَ مَمَكَّنِي فِيهِ رَبِّي, that which my Lord had is better. I will need your help. So he's not doing it alone. He's saying, I need some manpower. Remember Allah said we gave him all the other powers. I'll need some manpower to make a radma. Radma is stronger than a dam. Radma means something that fills the gaps. So I will fill the gaps, he says. So you can see I've written it down here. I've highlighted Radma and I've put to fill a gap. And he tells them, bring me, atuni zubur al hadid, bring me blocks of iron. And then he says, you can see I've put a hadid there. And then he says, bring me fire, naran. So we'll melt the iron. And then what we will do, we'll make it smooth by pouring copper over it. Ufrig alayhi kitra. We will pour over it copper. So it becomes such a smooth barrier, so they can't go over it. And that is such an amazing story of Zulkarnain. But whatever happens, let's see what he says. And I think this is really, really important. So if you go to Ayah 98, which is on the next page, and you can see I'm coloring it in so you can see it. When they say, oh, that was really cool, he doesn't say, yeah, look, I'm so clever. He said, Hada rahmatum mir Rabb. This is a mercy from my Rabb. And it's a lesson for you and me. Whenever we do something, this is the attitude. We say, Hada rahmatum mir Rabb. I don't do anything. This is my Rabb. It is his rahmah. So if we can sort of memorize that sentence, it'll be quite cool. Right, now we go to 103 and 104. And I've written there in big writing, losers. قُلْ هَلْ يُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Shall we tell you who is the greatest loser in their deeds? He says, الَّذِينَ ذَلَّ سَعْيَهُمْ. Those who try really hard, work really hard. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They work in the life of the world, but it's all lost. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. But they think they've built something great. It doesn't necessarily have to be buildings and bank accounts and whatever you want to be. It could be something like a mosque. But if I don't build it on the right foundation, we saw what happened. It could be something where I'm helping people, but then I am not by talking about it. It could be so many things. I think I'm doing good, but really I'm not. So I've put their losers in big writing, but I've also written down efforts were exhausted in the worldly life, and they think that they have excelled in what they do. They think they've done great, but really they haven't. So it's actually looking at absolutely everything I do, all the things you and I do, look at the intentions of why we do them. Right, the next one, really beautiful, Ayah 109. So this is near enough the last bit. Kullu kana bahar. Tell them, if the seas were bahar, midadan. Now midadan is ink, but you know it comes from mud, to stretch. Ink is that which stretches my thoughts onto paper. I repeat again. My thoughts, when I write them down, the ink has stretched my thoughts onto the paper. You can imagine this line from your head right up to the paper. That's ink. That's what ink does. But he says, if the seas were ink, لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي, for the words of my Rabb, for the Qur'an, for his amr, لَنَفِذَ الْبَحَرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَدْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي. The oceans would finish, but the words of my Rabb would not finish. The words of Allah go on and on. You might say, but there's only 6,236 ayat. There's only 77,807 words. But if you put all his words, he talked to the bee, we saw in Nahl, put everything together, he says, وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. If you added another ocean to it, and another ocean to it, and another ocean to it, his words would not finish. So if you look at my Quran, I think it's really important, so I've written this down. You never say, I know enough of the Quran. Never. If the oceans were turned to ink, ocean is bahar, to extend is midad, and that's one word for inks, the oceans would run out, even if another was brought like it to extend it. Kalimatu Rabbi is the Quran. Ink is your midad, which is literally an extension of one's thoughts. It's literally kun. When Allah says kun fayakun, that's his words, kun. And fayakun, they will never, these will never end. So I've written it down here. So if I say the Quran is just 6236 ayat and 77,807 words, it's not like that. Because literally, it will never ever run out. Even the words of the Quran, even though I think I can compute them, they will not run out. Right, the next thing we're going to look at is Maryam. I've cut it out, stuck it in, and I've put up there, trust in Allah. And Suratul Maryam is literally a detailed story of Sayyidah Maryam and the birth of Prophet Isa. Sayyidah Maryam is the only woman mentioned by name in the Quran. She's mentioned 34 times. There's a rhythmic pattern here. 67 of the 98 verses end with "ah." So if you were to read through to Maryam, you will see it goes Zakariya, Khafiya, Shaqiya, Waliya, Radiya, Samiya, Aitiya. I'm only reading the right words. That's a rhythmic pattern. And then suddenly it stops. And that's to wake you and me up, and you'll see why when you read it. So what are we going to look at first? So what's we're going to look at the story of Prophet Zakariya. So it starts off with Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. Basically, that is Huruful Muqatti'at, and something we will look at some other time. So the second ayah said, Zikru Rahmati Rabbika Abdahu Zakariya. This is a mention of the mercy of your Rabb to his servant Zakariya. So if you look at my Quran, I have got Zakariya here, and I should be taking something blue and highlighting it as Zakariya, which you can do as well. And then what does Zakariya do? Idh nada Rabbahu. When he, nida is something loud, dua is silent. When he called out, khafiya, he called out, but nida is also long distance. And khafiya is sort of quiet, secretly. He called out secretly. What does he say? Qala rabbi inni wahana al-azmu. He says, my skeleton, my bones have become weak. So something hard, when it becomes soft, is wahan. So my bones have become soft. Washta'ala ra'su shayba. My head is on fire. In other words, ishta'ala is to catch on fire and become ashes. It means can't retrieve my youth. My youth is burnt now. Walam akun bi du'aika rabbi shakiya. But one thing I know, I'm never ever unfortunate in my du'as. The Prophet uses shaqi in his sermon when he says, the one who is the most shaqi in the month of Ramadan is the one who's not forgiven. He says, wa inni khiftul mawaliya. And I, you know, I'm worried about my cousins after me, miwarai. Those around me, I'm worried. They don't think they can carry on my legacy. Wakanat imra'ati akira. My woman, my wife is barren. She hasn't had any children. And she's, you know, she's gone through the menopause. Fahabli min ladunka waliya. But grant me from yourself a wali. Somebody I can lean towards. Can you imagine? This is, he knows his du'as have never not been answered. Yarithuni wa yarithu min ali Yaqub. He said, will inherit me and the children of Yaqub. Waj'alhu rabbi radiya. And one with whom you are well pleased. Now if you remember Surah Al-Imran, we talked about why did he do this du'a? How did he do this du'a? Because when he goes, this is ayah 37 and 38, and I've written it down in my Quran, 37 and 38. So when his du'a is there, if you turn it, you will see. In fact, I've written it somewhere here. We'll find it. There you go. Ayah 5, 37 and 38. So in Surah number 3, ayah 37 to 38, he goes to Maryam and he goes into the mihrab and he sees fruit out of season and he says, Ya Maryamu, anna laki hadha, where is this from? And she says, Wa min indillah, it is from Allah. Inna Allah yarzuku ma yashau bi ghayri hisab. Allah gives rest to whoever he wants from wherever he wants. Hunalika, there and then, ayah 38, da'a Zakariya Rabbahu. Zakariya does his du'a. And he says, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka samiu du'a. This is for when you want children. My Rabb, grant me from you good children. You are the hearer of prayers. And his du'a is accepted. So you see that happens. And here in ayah 7, Allah says, Ya Zakariya. And you can see it. Inna nubashiruka bi gulam. Give you the good news of a son, ismuhu Yahya, his name is Yahya. Yahya means actually one who will live. Here, I've highlighted it here. One who will live. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiya. So Allah is saying, nobody was named like this before him, and nobody is born in this way, nobody will have the qualities like him, right? Qala Rabbi, he says, anna yakunu li gulamin, how am I going to have a son? وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ akira, my wife has not had any children and she's also past her menopause as such. وَكَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبْرِ اِتِيَةً. And look at me, I have reached extreme old age. Utu is extreme and it means my old age is bullying me. كَالَكَذَلِكَ. So shall it be, ayah 9. قال ربك هو علي حين. It is easy. My Rabb says it is easy for me. وقد خلقتك من قبل and I've created you before ولم تك شيئا, when you were nothing, absolutely nothing. So you could write that down as the story of Zachariah and Yahya. Okay. Now we're going to look at the story of Maryam. So if you go to 19:16, because this is all about her, right? What does it say? It says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ, and remember Maryam in your book. إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَحْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا, when she drew aside from her family to an eastern place. Okay. So again, we started this story in Surah Al Imran, Ayah 35, when we talked about how Hannah says that she vows what's in her child to the temple. So you can write that down, 335. So here we go. So it starts off, I would write here 335. Oh, sorry, you can't see my Quran. I would write here 335. That's where the story starts. When a girl is born, she's perplexed. Allah accepts it. Remember, we did this, 335, 317. So now we have 1916. Why does she move aside to an eastern place? You see, she was a distraction to the male priests in the first instance. So Zachariah moves her to her own mihrab, her own sanctuary. So if you want to write here under 1916, own sanctuary. Okay. You need to understand why she moved there. Own sanctuary, because she was a distraction. She wished to stay at the temple in actual sense. Now when she moved aside from her family, another aspect of looking at it is nabadha. Let me go back here. Can you see that? In tabadha, nabadha is when someone does not see themselves worthy. So she just wanted to attach herself to divinity, and this place to the east was her sanctuary in the east of Masjidul Aqsa. Okay, so you can write here if you want, east of Masjidul Aqsa. So what did she do? Go back to the Quran there, Ayah 17. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِ هِجَابًا, she put a barrier, she put a separate mihrab. Hijab is a barrier. She had a separate mihrab. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا, and then came to her our spirit, Allah says. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا, he was like a handsome man, a proper man. So Jibreel comes on Friday at Zohar. The only person she had seen was Zachariah, Ayah 18. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًا, she says, I am taking refuge from the Rahman, if you are someone who is God conscious. He says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ, I am a messenger from your Rabb, لِأَحَبَ لَكَ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا, I am giving you good news of a pure child. So 20. What does she say? Kala innama. Oh, he says Kala innama. 20. She says, Kalat anna yakunu li gulamun. How am I going to have a son? How am I going to have a child? Walam yamsasni basha. No man has ever touched me. Walam aku baghiya. And I have never been bad. I've never done anything bad. I've never been rebellious. Baghiya is rebellious. I've never been rebellious. Now, sometimes you read that she was engaged to Joseph. That's completely false. Imam Sadiq tells Alkama, that's a false allegation. She was never engaged to anyone. So you could write that in there. I put baghiya there and I put rebellious. But for you to remember, you might want to do that. I'm just going over this story because it's so beautiful. And I'll tell you why I'm going on over it. Ayah 21, Kala kadhalik, even so. Kala rabbuka huwa alayya hayyinun. You know, this is easy for your Rabb. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةٌ لِلنَّاسِ, he will be a miraculous sign to human beings. وَرَحْمَةٌ مِنَّا, he will be a mercy from us as well. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْزِيًا, it is something that has already been decreed. So that's Ayah 21. Now, the story is so beautiful. فَحَمَلَتْهُ, so she conceives him. فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ, and she slips away, or she moves away, she withdraws herself, makanan kasiya, to a remote place. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاذُ إِلَىٰ جِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ, and when she feels the contractions. She holds to a dry trunk, a palm tree, and she says, Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha. I wish I had died before this. Now, she doesn't say that because of the pain. This is ayah 23. She doesn't say that because of the pain. I've written here, palm tree was dead, it comes to life. She says that because how is she going to face the town people with a child and she's not married? Wa kuntu nasyam mansiya. I wish I was a forgotten thing. It's not physical pain. It's humiliation, the tongues of the town in the barren land. She gives birth to Prophet Isa on Tuesday, the 25th of Dhulqa'dah, and you can write that all in there. I haven't written it because I want to hurry up and finish this for you. Ayah 24. Fanadaha min tahtiha. From underneath her, the child calls out, Allah tahdani, don't be sad. Kad ja'ala rabbuki tahtaki sariya. Look at it. Your Rabb has made a river under you. She cleans herself and her child and she gives him ghusl maulud. Wahuzzi ilayka, and he says, shake towards you. Bijiz'in nakhlata, the palm tree. Look, it was dry, it's got dates on it. Tusatit alayki rutaban janiya, and it will give you fresh ripe dates. That's why you're told somebody who is going to have a baby, give them lots of dates. Fakuli washrabi, eat and drink. Waqarri ayna, refresh your eyes. New mums cry. Suddenly they cry. And here it says this, by putting water, by eating and drinking, you're refreshing yourself. فَإِمَّا تَرَيِّنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ If you see any man, أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِرَحْمَانِ سَوْمًا Tell them you have kept a fast. At that time they were fast of not speaking. And I will not speak to any man al-yawma in sea. I will not speak to anyone today. Now this ayah is beautiful. The two ones after it. Look at this one first. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ كَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلْهُ She comes to her people carrying the child. قَالُوا They say, يَا مَرْيَمُ لَكَ جِئْتِ شَيْءَ فَرِيَّ You have done a strange thing. يَا أُخْتِ هَارُونَ Oh, sister of Harun. So they drop, you know, it's like sarcasm. Because they're telling her, you come from this massive, this good family of Harun. What have you done? مَكَانَ أَبُوكِ مْرَأَ So in your father wasn't a bad man. وَمَكَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَّ And your mom wasn't rebellious as well. See, Harun was a beloved figure, like a major figure. And they're saying, you come from there. What's wrong with you? But look at her trust in Allah. And this is where you can put trust. She فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ She points to the baby. And they call you. They say, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَحْدِ سَبِيَّ I've drawn a cradle. How can we talk to somebody who is a child in the cradle? And the child says, Kala inni Abdullah. Indeed, I am the servant of Allah. I am born a prophet. Atani al-kitab. I was given the book. Waja'alani nabiya. And I was made a prophet. I was born a prophet. When he finished, there was absolute silence. They were all tongue-tied. Zakaria and Yahya rejoice. And Maryam gets her honor back. So I've told you a little bit about Maryam. I can tell you loads. I absolutely love this. But we're going to go to Surah Taha. Okay, you can continue reading Maryam, but I need to go to Taha. So if you go to Taha, same thing, I've cut it out, put it in there. And Taha is all about perseverance and the life of Musa. If you look at Surah Taha, let me go back here. If you think about Surah Taha, I mean, it's one of those beautiful surahs. And if I can say, this is where you have the third episode of Prophet Musa. So I've written it down here. If you look here, similar in style to Yusuf. And you've got three episodes. You'll find them in various parts of the Quran. But Taha is one of them where we talk about Prophet Musa. Again, all the chapters that begin with Ta, and I've mentioned this before. I'll try and draw it for you here. All the chapters that begin with Ta, whether it's Ta Sin, Ta Sin Mim, or Taha, all talk about the snake of Musa. And Ta looks like a bit like a snake. So that's something you learn as well. So we're going to go to Ayah 9. Okay? Let me go. Here. So Ayah 9. وَحَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى Has the story of Musa come to you? So now we have all sorts of things here. So if you carry on from 9 onwards, read with me and we'll go over it, okay? So in Ayah 10, وَإِذْ رَعَى نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِ إِمْكُثُ إِنِّي أَنَسْتُ نَارًا So when he saw the fire, he tells his family, إِمْكُثُ إِمْكُثُ مَكَثَ is to stay here and wait. I think I put it down here in my Quran. I'll show it to you in a minute. He says, I've seen fire, and anastu means I can see it, and I'll bring a bit of the fire to you, because it was cold, it was a winter's night. Falamma ataha nudiya ya Musa, ayah 11. So when he came to it, to this fire, a voice said, Ya Musa, inni ana rabbuka, faqla'na alayk, I am your Rabb, take your shoes off. Now you could draw some shoes here if you wanted. You can draw some slippers here. Let me go back to my Quran. There you go. So he came to me, a voice said, I've highlighted that, and take off your shoes. So if I were you, I will just draw some feet here, so you remember that there's shoes here, right? So take off your shoes. This is a sacred place. Bilwadi al-Muqaddasi Tuwa. I'll go back to my Quran so you can see it. Ayah 13 says, Wa ana akhtartuka fastami' lana yuha. Ikhtiyar is to choose. I have chosen you, so listen what I'm about to tell you. Ayah 14, he says, Innani ana Allah. Indeed, I am Allah. La ilaha illa ana fa'buduni. There is no God but I. Serve me. Wa akimis salata wa li dhikri. The first thing he tells him is, establish salah for my remembrance. Right? Ayah 15, Inna sa'ata atiyatu akadu akfiya. The hour is coming. In other words, the day of judgment is coming. Almost. We're keeping it hidden. And then he says to him, Ukhfiha litujza kullu nafsin bima tas'a. Every soul will be rewarded as it strives. Now let's go to Ayah 17. Wama tilka biyaminika ya Musa. I'll turn that over. And what do you have in your hand? So why is Allah telling him that? I've written it here. He is petrified. Allah is speaking to him. He's petrified. So Allah is calming him down, making conversation. If you want to calm somebody down, you start making conversation. And he says, Kala hiya asaya, this is my staff. Atawakkau alayha, I recline on it. Wa hashu biha ala ghanami, wa liya fiha ma'aribu ukhra. And hasha is bushes that are softly shaken. Hashash is also somebody who smiles a lot. He says, I beat the leaves to make them fall upon my sheep, and I have other uses for it. Why does he speak so much? He's speaking to Allah, he knows Allah knows it a lot. When you're nervous, you talk a lot. And Allah tells him, Kala alkaha ya Musa, cast it down, your Musa. Ilka is to drop. Drop it. For alkaha. When he drops it, for idha hiya hayyatun tas'a, it becomes a snake. Now hayya is a snake whose fangs are visible. We did Thu'ban, we did Hayya, and we did Jan. In the Quran, we'll see these three words for the snake of Musa. Thu'ban is a large snake. Hayya is somebody whose fangs are visible. And Jan is something that is fast. But here, yeah, it uses Hayya. It's visible, it's a biting snake. And Allah says, Kala kudha, take hold of it. Wa la taqaf, don't be scared. Because he's petrified. Sanu'iduha. Sirataha al-ula, and it will restore to its former state. And look at his trust, he just does it. And then he said, Wadmum yadaka ila janaha, put your hand in your armpit, and it will come down without any fault into a light bulb. Ayatan ukhra, this is your second sign. Then he tells him, Idhab ila Fir'aun. Now you will go to Fir'aun, he has exceeded all limits. And this is a dua that you will memorize all the time. Rabbishrahli sadri. My Rabb, I know it says expand my breasts for me, it means give me confidence. Wa yassir li amri, make my task easy. In other words, make me fully in tune with my task. Wa hlul uqdatan min lisani, loosen the knot from my tongue. Prophet Musa had a stutter. If I get nervous, I may not be able to verbalize things. Yafqahu qawli, so that they may be able to understand me. Speaking is to ensure the other person understands. He says, I'll go back. He says, Waj'alli waziran min ahli, give me an aid from my family. And this goes on. And he says, Haruna akhi, my brother, ushdud uzri, reinforce my side so that he can be by my side. Washrikhu fi amri, and he can be a partner in my work. In other words, I need him for moral support. So you've got it on the next page up here. And then he says to him, Kay nusabbiha kathira, so that we should glorify you a lot. We will remind each other of you. And Allah tells him, if you look in Ayah 36, Kala kad utita su'laka ya Musa. Musa, I've already granted it before you even ask. So maybe you can give the wasila of Musa and of Musa's dua and said, Ya Allah, you granted to him before he asked as well. Do that for me as well. Right, so the next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 114. And all of you know this ayah. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't know this ayah. And this ayah is one, and I'm just going to look at the bottom bit of this ayah, which we all read together, which is Rabbi Zidni Ilma. Now, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, it's not Zid Ilmi. It's Rabbi Zidni Ilma. That means, Ya Allah, with the ilm I have, in other words, with the knowledge I have, make me a better person. Make knowledge a means to make me a better person, not make me Google or make me an encyclopedia. So when you recite it in every kunut, I guess you recite it, there you go, I put it down here. You will recite it as not Zid Ilmi, but Zidni Ilma. And I put a little post-it note here as well, which says, increase me, enhance me through knowledge, not just being a search engine or encyclopedia. Does it change my behaviors? Does it make me more of a human being? Does it make me more of a believer? And then Ayah 130, and I'll just change it here. And that's the last one, I think, we'll do. So here we go. Ayah 130. So let's see what that says. That says, Fasbir ala ma yakulun. You have patience in what they say. Now what does he, how do I have patience? How will that patience, how will it make, how do I, what help do I get to get this patience? And he says, Salat. So he tells me to pray. He says, Wasabbih bihamdi rabbika. So he declares perfection, praise and gratitude. Now he gives the times for Salah here, and you've got them all here. Qabla tulu'ish shams. The first one is before the tulu'ish shams. Tulu is the obvious part, before the rising of the sun, which is Fajr. Wa qabla ghurubiha, and before it sets, which is Maghrib. Wa min ana'il layl, and the two ends of the day as such, Isha and Tahajjud. Fasabbih, glorify him. Wa atrafan nahar, the two edges of the day, Zuhr and Asr. لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى, so that you may be happy, so that you may be pleased with me. So in my Quran, there you go, I've drawn a ruku there, which tells me of Salah. And then here I've written قَبْلَ تُلُوءِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَأَطْرَافِ النَّهَارِ, so I don't forget. So I've got the five times of Salah in here, and it works. Okay, so I've written that down here. So I hope you're good with this. So inshallah we will continue with the next juz tomorrow. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta